How good and what a privilege that as we begin a new year, we may again turn to God's Word to be a lamp unto our feet and a light upon our path. And this morning, I invite you to read with me from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12. We'll read the whole chapter. And then chapter 13, verse 1, plus 8 to 14. So hear the Word of God from the book of Romans, beginning in chapter 12, verse 1. Here the apostle, inspired by the Holy Spirit, exhorts, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind to one another, towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And going to verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there's any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Thus saith the Lord. May the Lord bless just the reading of his word to us, the inspired word of God. Our text for this morning, as was mentioned by the elder of service, is the third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I invite you to read with me in that connection the Catechism's instruction also on this petition, as you find it in the back of the Psalter, in Lord's Day 49, or it's also in your bulletin for today. But Lord's Day 49, what is the third petition? Answer, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will, and without murmuring obey Thy will, which is only good. That so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Dear congregation, we say to each other, don't we, on the first day of another new year, yes, now in regards to 2021, a happy and blessed new year to you, each one and all. And we really mean that too, don't we? Even when none of us knows what the new year will bring, yet we sincerely wish this the best for each other. And you know what? Now in church, on this New Year's Day, in this worship service, under God's Word, we get to think and hear about a very good way for a good new year, regardless what we may meet with. As mentioned last evening in our New Year's Eve service, we ended 2020 under the theme, praying the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, Your Kingdom Come. And how good to end the year that way. Now this morning, we are privileged to consider the next petition of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught his people to pray. Our sermon theme now then is, fittingly, how right to begin the year 2021 praying, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Will you also, from your home setting, along with the few of us here in church, reflect with me now, especially to gain a good start and hopeful perspective as we begin the new year, will you reflect with me on this third petition? We will follow three main points under our theme, how right to begin the new year 2021 praying, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What better conviction? That's point one. What better resolve? Point two. And what better outcome? Point three. Jesus said to pray after this manner, saying to us, pray saying, Our Father who art in heaven, not only hallowed be your name and your kingdom come, but also this now, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I ask you, each one, yes, younger ones as well, if anyone prays this petition genuinely, especially in this new year, isn't it with deep conviction? With deep conviction. Yes, conviction of needing, actually, God's direction, moving forward. I mean, can't we say, in fact, when truly praying the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, that actually reflects a threefold conviction of heart. So good for each one of us to have and to keep having, even for as long as we live. What better conviction to have than realizing I can't go by my own will in life journey because, well, my own will often leads me only astray and even in wrong and sinful and ungodly worldly ways. I mean, doesn't every true Christian learn this when first repenting and believing in Christ Jesus as only Savior and Lord? And don't we keep on learning this in all our Christian life when it's well? I can't trust myself and my own judgment on anything, not for a moment. No. As a sinner by nature, what I know about myself is that I am prone to wander and prone to fall. I have myself lost a clear sense of direction and discernment on what is right and good and true. And I need help every day from God above to go the right way in life and to make godly choices from day to day and to do what is good and not evil, what is God-honoring and not just self-serving. Of ourselves, by our own will, we go the wrong way time and again. And in fact, only when born again do we begin truly and steadily to submit to God's good will rather than our own sinful and foolish ways. So what better conviction than to have this, starting a new year, better conviction than this, as reflected in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, and truly praying it before God. Is this your and my conviction now too, as we begin 2021? Lord God, dear Father in heaven, teach me your will and way, because I have learned by your Spirit and Word and my past, I can't trust my sinful way and way of myself. I have painfully learned that to ignore your word and will and go my own way, as I stubbornly and persistently do by nature, oh, it only leads always downhill and brings me into trouble and dismay in my own life, miserably so, before God and my neighbor, and it leads to no good at all. Well, that's the negative side, we might say, of this threefold conviction. But listen to the positive side of it too. When we are truly praying to God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The positive part of this conviction is that it means you are confessing, you and I, we are acknowledging that according to God's word and will, it's the best, God's word and will. It's the best. God's will and way is called in Romans 12 verse 2, as we read, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And again, isn't this what we come to realize and to acknowledge when true Christians in humility and truth, that the Lord knows best how we ought to live, both as our Creator God and as our Savior God and Father in and through Jesus Christ. His precepts and direction for our life, we then confess to be only always right and good altogether. Behind truly praying, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is the faith testimony. The Lord only always leads his people in right and good ways. Think of how the Old Testament verses of Proverbs 4, verse 18 to 19 underscores this truth. There we read, but the path of the just, meaning those following after God's word and will, their path is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked, on the other hand, those who go their own will and way, is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Will you agree with me, don't you then, surely? What better conviction? Also when starting a new year, the conviction behind truly praying once and repeatedly also in 2021, our Father who art in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, not only because it's a threefold conviction reflecting healthy self-distrust and most high esteem for God and his word and will, but also thirdly, it shows, doesn't it, such a humble dependency on the Lord God moving forward. And that's only always wise and good. How can we, you and I, go forward into this new year with blessing and hope, even in our still ever-challenging times? I mentioned in our prayer, not much has changed moving into the new year. We're still in the same misery, still in the same mess. Think of that family that lost husband, father, a policeman for our city because of some irresponsible act. It goes on and on. Isn't it a fair question, really? Living still in this present world, how can we go on our own? Our world is a world, we live in perilous times of so much upheaval and confusion and chaos and just unrest and plain wicked rebellion still, and willful blindness and lack of direction and hope, and all around lawlessness on so many fronts. How can we go forward in good hope and substantial confidence, any one of us and all of us, apart from God Himself, our covenant-keeping triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, being our constant guide and guard in all our ways, all our days? And you see and hear it with me, don't you? When truly praying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, that's really a cry of humble dependency on God, looking for and praying for His help, His care, His blessing us, that we may follow Him according to His will in our words and deeds. You know, it's only the fool who will move forward into this new year thinking he can handle life and all's fine, whatever comes, and he or she will prosper, no problems, for soul and body, in life and death, for now and forever, on their own. That's just ridiculous to think that way. All history proves that's such wrong thinking. Whether people will admit it or not, the grim reality is to live apart from God and not mindful and prayerful ever to be directed by His word and will leads us only into more darkness and more trouble and ultimately into everlasting despair and doom. However, depending on the Lord and ever praying to Him that His will be done in and through our lives, even as it is done in heaven, oh, that brings life and fullness of life and life more abundantly and even eternal life. It brings this all not because of our doing His will, but because God's will ultimately is that we look to Jesus and find our refuge with Him, and follow after Him who has come to be the Savior of sinners and who leads His people in the way of grace and truth and ultimately to glory for His own name's sake. Congregation, isn't the true believer's persuasion by God's grace as we start another year and every year again praying, "Lord, our Father who art in heaven, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Don't we know too that this is the way Jesus Himself lived when He was here on earth? Oh, not that He had to battle with a sinful nature as such to lead Him astray, for He was without sin. He was like us in all things, but without sin. But He lived in this sinful world, constantly tempted and tested by Satan and this world and even His closest disciples not to do the will of His heavenly Father, but rather to follow the will of the flesh and of sinful mankind around Him. Jesus was constantly tempted that way. Just imagine it. If Jesus even had only one time not done the will of His Father, but instead the will of the people and this ungodly world, or the will of His disciples, or the will of the religious swamp of His day, then He never could be the triumphant Savior of sinners He came to be. But thanks be to God, Jesus, as we know, He lives steadfastly and perfectly also, always only praying and doing the will of His Father in heaven. We know Jesus testified, as He does in John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." Yes, Jesus only always had this conviction that such was the only right and noble way to live and to die, and to be of true praise to God and of real blessing to His fellow man. In John 6, verse 38 to 40, Jesus also tells us then, "I came down from heaven not to do My own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. So Jesus also said, didn't he, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the agonies of the cross were presented to him, when he then prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Even so, Jesus, we know, he went ahead to the cross because there was no other way for sinners like us to be saved. And isn't that great and gracious, glorious gospel? Again, to hear the first day of a new year. Do you hear it with me? Ultimately, because of Jesus' perfect obedience to do his Father's will every day, yes, even to the death of the cross, now you and I, we can pray in hope and comfort that God our Father will hear us and help us, you and I, when we pray and petition him, beseeching him, also with another year now before us. Oh, our Father who art in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is it your prayer today as we start this new year? For sure, dear congregation, children and also young people, and all of us as older ones, there's no more right way and hopeful way to begin any year, also 2021, than praying now and time and again, also throughout this year, even every day, this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Yes, not only because, what better conviction is expressed here when truly praying this prayer, but also, think of it, what better resolve is made when truly praying this prayer, our second main point. On New Year's Day, many people make New Year's resolutions, while others give up on making New Year's resolutions or simply don't know what should be their New Year resolution. But consider this desire and resolve of true believers, that of the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, and praying it regularly and sincerely. Let me propose it to you for a New Year's resolution. I ask you now, what better resolve can you and I find than this prayerful resolve to God the Father? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To grasp this more, just hear again the Bible-based meaning of this petition, as expressed in the Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 124, Lord's Day 48. To the question, which is the third petition? The answer given is, based on Scripture, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey your will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Do you hear what this is saying, congregation? And what we are really praying for in the third petition when praying it in truth? It means being resolved not to do our own will ever, and without complaining or delaying, doing only God's good will always. And doing it each in our calling, in our responsibilities of life, wherever we are at in life. And doing that not just partly or a little bit, but as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Will this year characterize you and me so living before God and each other? In catechism class, when reflecting more with the youth on the third petition, whenever we get to that, and how the angels of God do God's will in heaven, I always find it so revealing and convicting to be reminded then, together, how the good angels do God's will. How do they do it? Well, the angels in heaven, they do God's will willingly, always, without murmuring and disputing. And they do God's will faithfully, always, without exception and compromise. And they do God's will instantly, always, without procrastination or protest. And they do God's will constantly, always, without interruption or distraction. In other words, if we pray the third petition in truth, it expresses our total willingness and resolve, by God's grace, with God's help, wholly to give ourselves to do God's will. And it means by grace, through faith, being all out to do God's will with our whole being. Yes, to trust and obey Him in every way, every day, with everything we have and are. Indeed, in whatever we do, and whoever we are with, and wherever place we be, and time it may be. Well, will you have this holy resolve for 2021? In your station and calling in life, as child, as younger person, as husband, as wife, as older one? You know, as other Christians have put this, is it your mind and heart testimony today? Lord, take my life and let it be wholly consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Have Thine own way, Lord. Have Thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Is that you and me? I tell you, each and all, in Jesus' name, there is no better resolve than this for the new year for anyone. And how hopeful the new year will be when this is all your and my resolve for 2021. And is it so with you and me now, beloved? Do we each so pray this third petition in spirit and truth, also at the beginning of this new year? And as our prayer and care for all the years of our lifetime? You know, if it's really our care, won't it mean also that we read God's word? Because the petition, help us to do your will, it's speaking about God's revealed will, not God's secret will or even God's providential will. It's speaking about His revealed will, His word. So if you really mean the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means you are reading His will. And you're caring about His will. Let it be done in your life. It might be helpful here for us, at least I found it for myself, to quote here also the Westminster Larger Catechism, question and answer 192, explaining what we mean when we pray this third petition. Question 192, what do we pray for in the third petition? Answer. In the third petition, which is, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, acknowledging that by nature we and all men are not only utterly unable and unwilling to know and to do the will of God, but prone to rebel against His word, to repine and murmur against His providence, and wholly inclined to do the will of the flesh and of the devil, we pray that God would by His Spirit take away from ourselves and others all blindness, weakness, indisposedness, and perverseness of heart, and by His grace make us able and willing to know and do and submit to His will in all things with the like humility, cheerfulness, faithfulness, diligence, zeal, sincerity, and constancy as the angels do in heaven. Wow! What an explanation of the third petition. And again, hearing this, dear congregation, when this is our prayerful resolve for the coming year, yours and mine, won't it direct and help us for God and good in all kinds of matters and struggles and temptations and dilemmas that you and I may face again in this new year? God's word is a lamp to our feet, a light upon our path. This prayerful resolve can help guide and guard us in God's ways and in practical, loving, principled Christian conduct and godliness in all our ways. Yes, in our every thought, word, and deed in 2021. Here, let's take note also of the fitting commentary on the third petition by the old-time famous preacher Charles Spurgeon. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Spurgeon exhorts, note the words, be done. For he says, those words, be done, they touch a vital point of the text and the prayer. God's will is done in heaven. How very practical. My brethren, says Spurgeon, I'm afraid that Christ's will on earth is very much more discussed than done. I have heard of brethren spending days in disputing upon what God's word really says, while not actually doing what it clearly says. Let it not be so. Spurgeon goes on, in heaven they have no disputes, but they just do the will of God without discord or delay. We are best employed, he writes, when we are actually doing something for this fallen world and for the glory of our Lord. Your will be done, the petition requests. We must come to actual works of faith and labors of love. Too often, we are satisfied with having approved of that will or with having spoken of it in words of commendation. But we must not stay in thought and resolve or word, for the prayer is practical and businesslike. Your will be done on earth, yes, as it is done in heaven. In heaven, goes on Spurgeon, there's no playing with sacred things. They do his commandments, listening to the voice of his word. Oh, that his will were not only preached and sung below, but actually done by us all, even as it is in heaven. Well, Preacher Spurgeon is so correct here, isn't he, in what he says. Blessed, said Jesus, are not only the hearers of the word, but especially the doers of the word. And being a hearer but not a doer, we are foolish. But being a hearer and a doer, we're among the wise. Well, here also, dear congregation, can you think with me of some Bible examples of people who aimed so to live, being hearers and doers of God's will? Can you think of examples other than Jesus Christ himself? I think of someone like Joseph, and like David in many ways, and Daniel, just to mention a few in the Old Testament. But then, what about in the New Testament, the disciples, and the evangelists, and so many others, men and women, children and young people, mentioned of this same mindset and practice, being doers of God's will, as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, as their only Savior and Lord. But let me highlight here, especially Mary, the chosen mother for Jesus. She was a young teenager. And in Luke 1:38, we're told about this young virgin woman receiving the news that she would conceive and give birth to the Christ child, the promised Messiah. And she responded how? She responded saying, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. In other words, Mary here totally, humbly submitted herself to the Lord's will and way with her life. And she surrendered herself to do God's bidding through God's power and strength, enabling her so to go forward, whatever the challenges would be. And they would be very many, we can be sure, more than we know even. Likewise, Joseph, her betrothed husband to be, he would prayerfully trust and follow after God's will, trust and obey his word and will in all that they were directed and told to do, regardless of the cost, and whatever the struggles and talk, etc. What godly examples they were. And they remain for us in this regard. Even admittedly in their very exceptional and especially highly favored, yet most difficult circumstances. Well, my question now to you all is, including myself, will we too be godly examples in our day of true prayers and doers of the third petition of the Lord's Prayer? As you listen to this sermon on the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, does it find an echo in your heart? What we have as our sermon theme, how right to begin the year 2021 praying your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What better conviction, what better resolve could we have with this as our mindset moving forward and our prayer? Indeed, for think yet on our third main point, what better outcome can we expect than when this is our focus and our care before God and one another as we journey on in life's brief pilgrimage and move on from year to year? And here, think with me, what is the outcome of this prayer and care in our lives when genuinely prayed and lived out by us? Well, who will not agree? Won't it make us such law-abiding people? Such lovely people in public and in private when we pray this prayer in truth, diligently pursuing and demonstrating true love to God with all our being and true love to our neighbor. We know of Jesus, who only always did God's will, perfectly so even, that he went about everywhere, the Bible says, doing good, Acts 10. He gave godly counsel. He gave godly help. He showed godly care everywhere. Everywhere he went. What a blessing he was. Living by God's will is not living in disobedience and defiance and dispute with others, but living in obedience and delight and unity and care with others as much as possible, as long as we are not compelled to do anything against God's revealed will in anything or with anyone. We read from Romans 12 and 13. When we pray the third petition and we live by those scriptures that we read, wow, you are going to be such a wonderful person to be with and to be around. When you live by those scriptures, you read them again later for yourself. When we live walking in God's way to seek to live in respect and care to others and before God, then we live, as Paul says, owing no man anything but to love one another. Then we live abhorring sin and cleaving to what is good. When living, doing God's will and not our own, then our lives become intent on living in humble and loving service to God and others. And our lives then have a holy and a happy purpose and promise, not just for in this world, but also for in the world to come. Again, how different it is for those who live by their own will and refuse to submit to God's will, his holy word and precepts. You know, the wicked and unbelieving, they are self-serving. If you were that car that was stopped last night by a policeman and you were doing God's will, you wouldn't just take off. Never mind if you run him over or hit him and kill him. No, you would stop and respect, "I'm sorry for whatever violation I have done." The wicked and unbelieving are self-serving and care not for God or others. And apart from God's restraining hand and calm and grace, they can become most hurtful to live with and to be with, and most unpleasant to be around. Marriage and family life too, and all of society and all government rule, quickly all goes wrong and sour when people pursue their own will and won't practice and pray God's holy and good will, always as the angels do in heaven. But give me a person who prays sincerely the third petition, looking to Jesus for saving mercy and grace and power so to live in word and deed, and you can be sure that person will be such a joy to be with. And one whose life contributes positively so much good and love and light and life in this dark, fallen, loveless world left to itself. What better outcome when living this year praying sincerely and repeatedly, "Our Father, who art in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then we care also about the lost, that they too come to know the Lord. When we pray this petition, you know what? It brings something of heaven here below. Or maybe I should say it this way. It brings foretastes of heaven here below. And surely others will observe it too. Yes, even when the year may bring sickness and more trials than ever before, and possibly even death on our way, what is more blessed than living and dying in the Lord? The best outcome for 2021, congregation, is not that we make lots of money or can live free of pandemic and be getting rid of what seems like endless oppressive government regulations and restrictions. Nor is it about getting this and that accomplished for ourselves, but rather is that it is that our lives be lived out in humble, steadfast, joyful reliance on Christ, and as humble, consistent, thankful reflectors of Christ and his obedience to those around us in our responsibilities at home, at school, at work, in church, and in our neighborhoods, and in our society life in general. What counts most for us, beloved, is the question then, when we live by this petition, whether what we will say or do is to God's honor and for our neighbor's good, yes or no. When we live praying the third petition in spirit and truth, you know what? We practice and we practice what Paul exhorts also in the last verse of Romans 13. We practice, namely, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ every day and making no provision for the flesh any day to fulfill its lusts. And even so, proving thus the good and acceptable and perfect will of God all our days. Well, there's no better outcome possible in this life, so living. And then there's the promise, isn't there, of the eternal outcome for all who so live in faith, true faith, and genuine repentance and hearty devotion before God in Christ. Think of this, the outcome of eternal life in glory by God's grace through faith in Jesus will be to be once for all perfected by Christ Jesus our Savior, and to be brought to a place where we only always are doing God's will perfectly. And we can't possibly ever again fail to do God's will always. Oh, what a future of eternal bliss and joy God's people will then have even forevermore. And let even the passing of the years now, yes, with each Lord New Year's Day also, spur us on in this way, ever looking to Jesus. Well, the blessed outcome, congregation, of living in the way of the prayerful conviction and resolve of the third petition is that then we become, as confessing Christians, gospel lights in our fallen world, in our places and stations, and we are pointing others in word and deed to Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior, in all generations, for all people, till the last day when Christ returns. Then we're living as God intended we should live. Will 2021 be the year when Jesus returns in his second coming, his triumphant coming, to establish his eternal kingdom once for all? Who knows? But let us watch and pray and be ready always. Yes, in the way of praying and doing the third petition also of the Lord's Prayer. How right so to live and die all the years of our lives. And it comes without a doubt, with no better conviction and no better resolve and no better outcome. Even so, Lord, please teach us to pray also in 2021 and truly in 2021. Our Father who art in heaven, not only hallowed be your name, and your kingdom come, but also this, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Will this be your prayer and care? Even so, a blessed and happy new year to you all. Amen.